VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by...
It's brought to you by WebInterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales.
888-723-4630.
And we were speaking with Beverly, and I want to tell Maria from Arnold, Missouri, who's holding on. She's a first-time caller. We'll be with you next, Maria, I promise you. So we're talking with Beverly of Norwalk, California, and she had a second question.
Go ahead, Bev.
Well, in the U.S. shipping section, there's a little box that you check that says get it fast. And it used to show the words get it fast then on your item page, and it no longer does, so I'm wondering if the box even means anything.
Yeah, I don't know either. Don't know what happened to them. Things disappear on this site. It's so complicated.
They do.
Yeah, I have no idea why.
So if you click it, it doesn't mean anything. Is that what you're saying, Beverly?
It doesn't seem to mean anything, because it used to mean that you offered an express option and a fast handling time, and they could get it fast, and it would show like a get it fast on the front of your item then. But it's not showing that, so I don't know if it does anything behind the scenes or it's just...
I have to confess, I'm, as always, 90% of the time, I'm totally clueless. I have no idea.
Not 90%. Come on.
Okay, 95%.
Come on.
I want to avoid 100%.
Is this something you could take to somebody to ask?
If you send it to me in an email, I can ask. Yeah.
So send it to Griff at eBay.com, would you please, Beverly?
I will. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your call today, Beverly. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, and we have a first-time caller. We love first-time callers. Maria from Arnold, Missouri. Her eBay name is Christina Lambert. Is that correct, Maria?
That is correct. I sort of hijacked my sister's account.
Oh, no. Okay.
And then it did well, so I couldn't switch.
Well, what's a sister for if you can't hijack her account?
Really? So, Maria, what's your question or comment today?
I guess I didn't realize our listings were put into Google Shopping. So
yeah.
I've had a store for a while now, and I should know these things, but I'm trying to get them straight now. What do I need to do to my titles, to my listings, so that they go over, or do they all just automatically go over?
No, so let me explain. Let me explain. So Google has an area of their search called Google Shopping, which is their version of a marketplace. And what they do is they aggregate, or they group together from websites, based on a search, from websites, from other marketplaces, and they put them all together and they call it, you know, Google Shopping. But there are they have restrictions as to what they will display there. So there are two things to think of. One of them is list quality. So the quality of your listing makes a difference to them. For example, if you have photos that have text overlays or borders, they're probably going to block them. We don't know what their algorithm is, so don't ask me, I don't work there. But we do know that they have a set of rules that they publish on their site. You can search Google for rules for Google Shopping and find out for individual listings. So what happens is there's a two-way gateway. It used to be in the old days when it was called, I think it was called Google Base, that individual eBay sellers could sign up and have their own listing sent directly to Google. That's no longer possible. They do not take individual listings from a marketplace. If you have a website, they'll take them. And you have to create your feed and everything. The marketplace aggregator, that would be us, eBay, now has to send all the listings to Google. And we've been doing this for several years. Google occasionally makes changes to what the gross requirements are for accepting items. I'm not an expert about all the things that they look for to either include or block. So I can't answer those. I can direct people to the Google site. They say things like, you know, there's certain characters you can't use in your title over and over. They're not going to, I can tell you, if you have a lot of exclamation points in your title, it's never going to show up on Google Shopping. So they do look for a certain level of listing quality, both for text and for photos. And you can find more information about that on their site. But what I know on our end is that in order to prevent headaches between eBay and Google, we know one of the things that they tend to block. We can't say with certainty because they don't tell us. But there is a filter somewhere that filters out listings in the feed that say, when it comes to the shipping value, have a not. It comes up in our section as a question mark, and that we figured out was from calculated shipping. So when you calculate shipping, there's no field that has a place with numbers in it, unless it's not, you know, it's not free shipping, then it's a calculated shipping. But if it's free shipping and you check the box for free shipping and it's set up for calculated, this is an item that Google doesn't want. So eBay, knowing this, eBay pre-blocks them out so that we're not offending the great Google, right? You understand? So if you want your items to show up on Google Shopping, if it's important to you, and I think everyone would rather, given a yes or no, would say, yeah, I'd like as much exposure as possible. And for those items that have free shipping in your inventory, and somebody asked this on the board, no, you do not have to have all your listings be free shipping in order to be included. This is by listing at the moment. For those listings where you have free shipping, make sure that you have selected the flat option, which will put a zero value in the shipping cost box, and it goes through. I double-checked this yesterday, going through my records with my email exchange with the search people, realized, and the reason why it became an issue again is because yesterday I was giving the wrong advice. I completely, in my head, turned it around. So I just wanted to make sure that was clear. Is it important to be? And I mean, is it going to be absolutely crucial? I don't know.
Okay. So if you just have basic text in your titles, more than likely they're all going to go over.
Yeah. If it's just keywords describing the item and you're not using editorial in your or extra punctuation, if your listings aren't using really complicated layouts and fonts and text, apparently there's something they don't like about some of these. I would not go through, but let me, I'm not recommending that everyone go revisit their listings and try to optimize them for something where I can't really tell you what the optimization formula is.
But it's fun to experiment and then see if your stuff goes up there.
You can take a few listings and see if that makes a difference. The first step is to take a series of keywords for an existing listing, put them into Google, and then click the shopping link and see if they show up.
I'm going to be doing this too, Maria, so we'll do this together.
Yeah.
And I've been playing with it this afternoon, and I found one or two, so I've just got to figure out if they're all there. I just had no clue this was even there.
Oh, well.
We're going to be working on it. Thank you. Maria, what do you sell on eBay?
I sell pretty much anything I can find, but mostly antiques and vintage items.
Oh, fun. Griff used to do that. Griff used to be in the antique business.
I was in the antique business. Now I am an antique.
Now he's an antique. That's right.
How'd that happen?
I try not to sell clothes.
You're a beautiful vintage.
Like they always complain.
Oh, no, really? I sell clothes and no one ever complains.
Yeah, you sell.
Yeah, I've had bad luck with them.
Oh, that's too bad.
Maria.
Well, I can tell you my secret. It's not that difficult. I won't source anything unless it looks brand new. If it's not perfect, and it's not brand, I couldn't pass it off as brand new. I don't. I say it's pre-owned. I don't pick it up because I don't want to have. I want people to think they're getting something new. So.
Hey, Maria, thank you so much for your call today.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, Griff.
What?
I got one for you.
Go ahead.
All right. And we got somebody standing by to help us with this one.
I would
like you to go to this item number, please.
Yeah.
It is 2618.
Darn it, I'm on the wrong page. All right, 2618.
2164.
64.
2395.
2395.
Again, that's 2618, 2164, 2395. And we have an expert on the line to help us with this. We received this through our Contact Us.
Yeah.
And she said, I have relisted this item more times than I care to mention and have placed it on sale with the markdown manager. How do I get this item sold? As soon as I saw what the item was, which is a tiki mug.
Oh, yes.
I got a hold of Jason.
Well, this seems like a lot of money.
Jason Smith in Las Vegas, known as Tiki Pug Music. He knows all there is to know about tiki mugs. Jason, hello and welcome.
What's happening?
Well, are you in front of your computer?
Yeah, I'm looking at the item right now.
Oh, you are. Okay. Yep. Let's see what we can do for this person.
Well, we're going to go off break in just
we're going to take a 2 minute seconds, 3 minute so. Break, Jason.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. I will do a little poking around and then I'll have a educated reply and answer when we come off the break.
Okay,
oh, that
terrific.
Would be so good.
Thank you, Jason. We appreciate that.
That would be such a change of pace here on the show, an educated answer. I'm
Griff,
making light of it, but really, Griff, I feel like I'm losing my mind some days.
Griff,
what?
We forgive you, darling.
Well, yeah,
you're
you
forgiven.
Do, I can't forgive myself. This segment is brought to you by WebInterpret.com, helping eBay sellers boost their international sales. Give us a ring, 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
It's the 12th anniversary of eBay Radio, and we're celebrating with a 3-day party and conference at Bally's in Las Vegas, June 16th through the 18th, 2015. You'll learn the most up-to-date information on social selling, product sourcing, best business practices, and more. Our goal is to improve your success on eBay and learn about the changes happening in e-commerce. Register now at the early bird rate of $175 for all 3 information-packed days. Join us at ervegas.com, and remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 317.
Your eBay store subscription gives you access to powerful marketing tools. Carolyn C.J. Jacinto is an eBay education specialist and certified business consultant and is known on eBay as top-rated seller XOXmas. Her favorite tool?
Markdown Manager. It takes just a few moments to use, and it allows me to put items on sale. People love to get stuff on sale. So if you were going to mark something down anyway because you felt that you needed to move it faster and so you were going to mark it down, they don't get the benefit of seeing the price that it used to be unless you use Markdown Manager.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. 888-RADIO-30, also 888-723-4630. And we're on the phone with an expert.
Jason, we finally got an expert on this show.
Thank you.
So we're doing this for Laura, who you know was on our show the other day.
Yep.
Tucson, Arizona. Known on eBay as Penix LM520. She gave us this item number. You're looking at it right now. She says she's relisted it and everything else and marked down, managed it, and just doesn't know what to do.
So my first question would be to Laura directly. You're in my group. We message almost daily. Why haven't you just sent it directly to me?
Duh.
Laura and I chatted quite a bit yesterday. At any point, she could have said, hey, can you take a look at this? But no problem. So, of course, I would like to know what relisted and relisted means. Has it been 2 months? Has it been a year? It was a limited edition mug. I don't think they make it anymore. And the price is right. But I would probably tell her to add best offer. You know, if somebody's willing to offer $50 for it, I would definitely take it. But, of course, the way she has it with just straight buy it now, nobody could do that.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay, so she should, and nobody bought it, so she can make all the changes she wants.
Right. And I would change up the title a little bit. She doesn't need the word buy twice in there. She doesn't need it at all, actually. All her words are important, but I would have added, I would probably do Contiki Bar and probably move Mug a little more up in the title.
Contiki Bar, B-A-R?
Yeah, it's a bar in Tucson.
Oh,
I know it will shock no one, but I've drank there many times.
Oh, I'm shocked. I'm just shocked. Okay, it's Contiki Bar in Tucson.
Yep.
What's Milan?
Laura. Okay, she says 6 months. Yeah, 6 months is kind of long, but I have found with my mugs, too, that there's definitely been a downturn in the clamoring to add to collections. There's still the customers there. They're just not as plentiful as they were maybe 2 years ago in the tiki mug world. So she's got the right words. I would just remove the buy twice and put up a tiki bar. And one other thing I would probably do, and I'll give you an example. Here's my listing. I know everybody's looking at her listing. But if you look at mine, I'll give you an item number. It is 371.
Hold on.
Sure.
Oh, she's so fast. Hold on. We have to bring up pages. Okay, go ahead.
You're too fast.
371.
Yeah.
306.
Yeah.
498.
Yeah.
225. So the one thing I tell people when you're doing any three-dimensional mug or even a baseball cap, don't do the first shot straight on. It flattens out your item too much. Give it a little turn, and it'll show depth a lot better.
Okay. I see what you mean.
You know, if you look at most people's baseball hat ads, when they do that flat-on front shot, it doesn't show anything. If you cock it to the left or right just a little bit, it'll show the curve of the brim. It'll give you a way better representation of the three dimensions of it. You should still have that straight-on shot, but not necessarily your first shot. And with Tiki Mugs, it's the only time I ever paint an image. Everything else we sell is on a plain gray backdrop. When I do my Tiki Mugs, I throw out my little bamboo. I throw the little lay between the top and the bottom. I kind of paint an image of like, oh, I could be using this mug drinking at a Tiki Bar somewhere.
Okay, that makes sense. So I'm curious though. What about the value that she's asking? She's asking $59.
He said that was a good price.
Yeah,
that's a good price.
I think it's probably about a $50 mug. The only thing that concerns me about this mug, I was looking at some other ones while we were on the break. The orange overglaze tends to be a lot heavier on some, and this one seems a little washed out. I'm not sure if it was A, washed, or B, at the end of the run and just not as vibrant as the earlier ones.
Oh, okay.
But I was looking at other ones that it has a little bit more orange to it. Now, some people might not like that, but I just happened to see that when I was doing some research.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with her listing at all. You're just waiting for the right customer, really.
So you're suggesting that she make an offer.
Yep.
And that she take out the second buy. She doesn't even need buy at all there.
Right.
And that should do it.
Yeah, because these are all very important words. You know, the Contiki is the bar in Tucson. The Piz is the guy who designed the mug. Tiki Farm is the company that made the mug. And Milan is the guy who actually carved the tiki 50 years ago.
I see.
So those are all great words. And those are all words that would be searched by anybody looking for this. So even if she changed nothing, I still think it's a fine listing. All in all, it's just it's a waiting game at this point.
So please, everyone listening right now, if you have a tiki mug question, always go to Jason. Absolutely. Seriously, because he's the guy. I mean, we don't mind you calling here to get a listing dish. We certainly are expert enough to do that. But if it's about tiki mugs, you want to get a hold of Jason. Jason, how do they get a hold of you if they don't know you?
It's real easy. I give out my email freely. If you're standing in a thrift store or anywhere looking at a tiki mug and you're not sure if it's a buy or not, just email me a picture and tell me the price, and I will, within 2 minutes, tell you yes or no. And then if it is a yes, when you get home, I'll tell you how to write your title. But my email is pretty easy. It's tikipug@gmail.com.
That's tikipug@gmail.com.
Yep.
Jason, thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jason.
We appreciate you. Jason's only one of our experts. And by the way, Jason and his buddy are going to be with us, Brian, for Thrifting with the Boys at our event. So in June.
Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby. You got that right. All right, Jason. Thank you.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you for being there. Julie's on the line with us again. We'll get back with you after the break, Julie.
This segment was brought to you by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot. Call us at 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
34 hopes, 35 hopes, 36 hopes.
What's that?
It's my husband. He's at the bank jumping through hoops. We need some funds quickly to grow our business. He'll be gone all day, pretty much.
Why don't you just go to Cabbage.com? Cut out all this jumping through hoops business.
How would that be different?
Cabbage makes it easy. Their swift process looks at real-life data, like your selling history online, not just your credit score. You get a decision in minutes, and your funds are available to use instantly. Yes, you heard right. Just minutes until Cabbage funds are in your account to use. Up to $100,000.
Wow. Where do I go and what do I do?
First, go pick up your husband from the bank. Then visit Cabbage.com and simply link your eBay store or any online service you use. No paperwork, faxing, or waiting in line required. In less than 7 minutes, you could be using your funds. That's Cabbage with a K.com. Fast, flexible funding at your fingertips.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
OMG.
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried-and-true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.